Romans chapter 12. So I exhort you, brothers, being moved by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, a holy one, pleasing to God, as your rational service, and not to be conformed to this age, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, in order to determine what the will of God is, what is good and pleasing and perfect. For by the grace which has been given to me, I am telling everyone among you not to be high-minded above how you should be minded, but to be minded to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned a measure of faith to each one. For as we have many members in one body, but not all members have the same function, so, being many, we are one body in Christ, but individually members of each other. And we have different gracious gifts according to the grace given to us, whether prophecy, according to the proportion of our faith, whether a ministry, in the ministry, or whether as a teacher, in education, or whether as one who encourages, with encouragement, a sharer, with generosity, one who presides, with diligence, one who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Love is unpretentious. Let us abhor evil, clinging to goodness, showing tender affection to each other in brotherly love, guiding each other with honour, with diligence, not being slack, being fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing, and weep with those who are weeping. Be of the same mind towards each other. Do not be high-minded, but sympathize with those who are low-ranking. Do not become wise-minded in your own estimation. Let no one render evil for evil. Have a predisposition for good things in the presence of all men. If it is possible, as much as you can, be peaceable with all men. Do not take revenge on each other, beloved, but leave room for anger, for it stands written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. So if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for by doing this you will heap fiery coals on his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with goodness.